and then we'll be back with
Blog Talk
our show.
Radio.
Spiritual metaphysical meaning of power. We can discuss it. Drop it in first.
And has let us run some people for all time. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
It is your time to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant.
The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace.
Oh, Yahweh,
bringing us power through unity.
Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection.
Hallelujah. I hope you felt that rhythm and that beat of the heartbeat of our Creator pouring out His purpose, their purpose, the Creator, the unity, the collective energy of the planet. So thank you for being here today. We're here this evening to talk about politics. Yes, politics. And I had to actually go to the dictionary and to YouTube to get clarity on what politics actually is. Because many of us, all we know is Washington, D.C. and politicians, and we don't really understand, I think, the root of politics. So we're going to break that down tonight because it's so important that we, the warriors, are clear on what our mission is going forward. This is a war we're in the Estados Unidos, United States, planet Earth, wherever you are, my global family. Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing, where I am here as a servant of the Most High, Yahuwah, to bring us back into alignment with the Creator's compassion, the Creator's love, the Creator's wisdom. That's my role here tonight and for the last 8 years or so, to bring us into alignment. We are out of alignment on planet Earth, many of us, with the Creator's purpose. And so tonight, as always, our intention is to raise the frequency of each individual listening, each individual participating, so that we are clearly doing what we came here to do in these times of so much confusion. There's so much confusion and division. I think those are the key words for what's going on in our planet right now. So I want to just bring a little clarity on 5D. That's where we're headed, and that's why I believe there's so much confusion. The planets are shifting. The planets are moving, all of us, toward 5D. We're in this thick, thick 3D of victimhood, of unconsciousness, of blame, blame, blame. I mean, even at the highest level of government, there is blame, blame, blame. Let me give you a good example of the blame at the highest level of government. The Biden administration is blaming Facebook, of all people, of all institutions, of all corporations. The government of the United States says Facebook is responsible for killing people and not censoring information about the injection that the government wants to put in every human being in America. Scapegoat is now Facebook. And I don't know about you, but I've been on Facebook for a while, and I have seen so much censoring and people going into Facebook jail because they are telling the truth, speaking their truth on Facebook, commenting on truth, posting items about the big V, and they've been put in jail. But the government is now using Facebook as a scapegoat, blame, 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 because their campaign is not successful. They haven't reached their percentages to get that injection in everyone's arm. So here we are tonight, going deep into the spiritual, metaphysical purpose of all these politics. So what's the meaning of politics? Politics, basically, for all of us, just to get a foundation for tonight's discussion, is about power. Politics, political theory, everywhere. Powerful alliances, protecting and advancing particular ideas or goals. So we are clearly in the midst of a political agenda in this country and the world, global setting, to politically perform things on this planet, protecting the interests of the elite, advancing particular ideas or goals. What are some of the ideas or goals being advanced or promoted on a global scale? Is that there's a need to control the population and the only way they can do that is reduce the population because there's too many, 7 to 8 billion people on the planet, too many people too many people. They can't, because the elite can't control, can't bring in artificial intelligence. So there's all kinds of reasons that politics is very powerful right now, because the power of the elite is out of control. And it's time for us, the people, to get back our power. So I want to bring in an audio about consciousness, because there are three states of consciousness. And that's how we get our power back. It's really understanding the metaphysical, the spiritual purpose, agenda for all this political power shuffling and struggling that we're seeing play out on this very dramatic scene called Earth. So we need to get back to basic understanding of consciousness here on Soul Purpose Healing. So I want to play for you audio about understanding the three states of consciousness, and then we can move forward and forward and forward about the political struggle that's going on, how we fit in, and how we can actually come out of our hatred, fear of politics, and even our misunderstanding and confusion. Hopefully by the end of this evening, you're all going to be very clear on what role we play in this game of politics. We don't have to back away from it and ignore it. We can understand the game like a chess game, like watching a chess game. We need to be involved in the moves that are being made on this planet for our good or bad, for our good or our harm. And I'm going to tell you about a lawsuit that just got filed and how powerful it is to help us come back into our own sovereign power. So let's listen to this audio about the three states of consciousness. Very important that we understand where we are.
Understanding the three states of consciousness, 3D, 4D, and 5D. There is no doubt that other dimensions or realms exist in this universe. You may have seen them yourself through your dreams or through astral travel. You may have felt the experience of déjà vu or simply felt through a meditation that there is so much more to what we can comprehend. Just like we have different dimensions in this universe, we also have different dimensional states of consciousness. These dimensions available to us on Earth are referred to as 3D, 4D, and 5D. These dimensions are not actual places, but rather they are states of consciousness. Here on Earth, we are all living life in either 3D, 4D, 5D, or a combination of all three. In fact, it is most likely that majority of people on Earth are moving back and forth across two or three of these dimensional states of consciousness, depending on where they are in their lives. Even though we are all living on the same planet and are surrounded by the same world, our perception of it will be different depending on which state of consciousness we are choosing to see things at. Those perceiving things from a 3D state are going to walk through life much differently to someone perceiving things in a 5D state. If you are curious what dimensional state your consciousness is at, here is a brief explanation of each. Living from a 3D state. 3D consciousness is viewing things from a purely physical state. You are seen as an individual that is separate from others. Life feels like the survival of the fittest, and you are identified by the way you look, the job you have, the car you drive, and the people you surround yourself with. You feel fearful about missing out or not having enough. Things are perceived as being good or bad, and life is a competition. There is not enough for everyone, and some people have to miss out. Fulfillment is found in making money and social status. Your thoughts have no power over your reality, and what comes your way in life is simply a coincidence. You rely on your five senses to move through the world. There is a lot of joy in living life from the 3D state, but pain and deeper emotions can be difficult to manage. In a 3D state, there is no desire to go within or to look at things from a deeper standpoint. Life is played out by skimming the surface. There is no desire to dig deeper to understand the deeper meaning behind things. Living from a 4D state. Many people believe that the fourth dimensional state acts like a gateway to the fifth. When in 4D, it is easy to travel back to a 3D state, However, this jump in consciousness is much more difficult when you reach a 5D state. 4D consciousness begins to awaken to the idea that we are all connected and that there is more to life than meets the eye. Thoughts are powerful and can shift the way reality is perceived. Duality and the idea of good and bad is still experienced, but there is more compassion and understanding behind it. There is an opening to the importance of diet, meditation, and leading a healthy lifestyle. What you put into your body becomes important, and there is a desire to pay attention to how your actions affect the environment of those around you. There is a strong desire to find your purpose and to follow your passions. You understand that life is meant to be enjoyed and that you are worthy to live the life of your dreams. You perceive the world through six senses and your intuition starts to grow and expand. You seek a deeper meaning to life and you can start to see the synchronicity, the magic of the universe. Living from a 5D state. Once you reach a 5D state of consciousness, it is very difficult to go back to a 3D state. From this level of consciousness, you begin to understand that we are all one and we are all connected. Life becomes an adventure of growth, and there is no such thing as good or bad. There is a higher purpose for all things, and every experience holds meaning. There are stronger feelings of love and connectedness with others, the planet, and even the galaxies around us. Love and compassion reign supreme and there is a lack of judgment. You understand that everyone is just on their own journey. Everyone is considered to be equal and there is a desire to live from a place of pure authenticity. You understand that your purpose is to live your truth and to seek the joy. From this state, you know that there is no competition and there is enough in the universe for everyone. You feel overwhelming emotions of love and compassion for life, Mother Earth, and the stars. Your intuition is extremely strong and you feel connected to angelic beings. It is important to remember that these states of consciousness are not better or worse than the other. Every soul on this earth has their own journey to walk and their own reasons for choosing which dimensional state to live from. Even higher states of consciousness. What is more interesting than these dimensional states are the ones that come next. There are higher states of consciousness, but these are believed to be only accessible after we have left our physical bodies. It is possible, however, to access these states through meditation, our dreams, and even with certain herbs/plant medicines. In higher states of consciousness, there are three key differences: perception of time, power of thoughts, feelings of oneness. It is believed that in 60 and 70, our thoughts are so powerful that all we have to do is think about a location and we can travel to it. Without a physical body, in these states we can fly wherever we want, as fast as we want, and we have a very strong understanding of unity consciousness. Time is not linear and cannot be measured. Instead, time feels endless. There is no fear in these states of being, and everything is perceived from a place of pure, unconditional love. In higher states like 8D, 9D, and 10D, it is believed that we are able to return our energy to the source, merge with others in our soul group, and travel to different galaxies. In these higher states, we can also reincarnate either back to Earth or other star systems. The soul can also choose to continue moving up to higher levels of consciousness. Written by Tanaz, read by Receiving Love on YouTube.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the knowledge that we're gaining through this amazing drama we're going through on planet Earth, where our government is at war with the citizens of the United States. We are literally in a war with our government because many people are refusing to be injected with chemicals from Big Pharma, the most corrupt corporation on the planet. And the government is saying there are all kinds of misinformation being thrown out and then accusing others of promoting misinformation. So this is such an interesting time to be in. We were born for such a time as this. I said that to a woman on our Happy, Healthy, the Baby Boomer Facebook page, because she was saying that this is a really hard time to be on the earth. And I said, we were born for such a time as this. We have so much wisdom. We've grown from, many of us are in fourth dimension right now. And we're trying to pull our friends and relatives out of third dimension. They ain't buying it. They ain't buying it. They don't want to come in the fourth dimension where everything is not good or bad or wrong or right. They don't want that. So we are here at a really special time to promote the wisdom of our Creator. I think I saw someone press one. So I'm going to let our listeners have a little word before I go to the next phase. I want to tell you about a lawsuit that's very important in this journey, political journey of power. Remember, politics, the definition of politics is all about power. When you are a politician, you're working in the power realm, which is what, third dimension. So most politicians are in third dimension. And it's the study, political science, political theory is all about the study of power over one another. I was watching, and I'm going to get to, I think that's Mama AZ. I'm going to open your mic just a second. I was watching a documentary about Cuba, because Cuba is in an uproar right now protesting. We even had people here in Florida protesting for the people of Cuba. And so it's interesting time to learn about the politics of Cuba. And so one of the things that comes out in this documentary, it's on Netflix, is that Cuba has been fighting for freedom, dignity, and sovereignty for eons, just eons, thousands of years. And I think that's the battle here as well, but maybe we haven't had as many protests, but I would say even the United States citizens have been fighting for freedom, dignity, and sovereignty, especially Black Americans. But the study of power, when you look at the country of Greece, they look at power over one another in history. Even Greek philosophy, Bible, Greek philosophy, history. It's all about power, power, power. So tonight we want to really raise our frequency, our vibration, our understanding of what power is today in the political scene, not just this country, but all over the world. And are the people the sovereign force or not? If not, how can we get there? We want to get our power back, because that's what politics is all about. So we got to learn how to play this game of politics. We can't really shy away from it as much as we got to watch, sit at the chessboard and watch the moves being made. And right now, this is an important move of our government at war against citizens and proclaiming that all the citizens out there are promoting misinformation. And they're not, of course, the government is not doing anything but promoting truth. That is funny. The funny thing about that is politics is all about lies. When you watch movies and documentaries about the struggle of power over the people, they can't get away with it without lying. They don't tell the truth. When you think about the political struggles in different countries, it's all about lying. Foremost, we got to recognize the lies that are coming out of Washington, D.C., out of the mouth of the president, the CDC director, all of these people in the third dimension playing this game of politics, they're all lying to us. There's hardly any truth coming out of their mouth. That's what politics is, because the struggle for power, when you look at history, when you look at what's going on right now, it's about misinformation, but they're going to turn it around. They're using Facebook now as a scapegoat, saying scapegoat is not doing their job. Facebook, it's all your fault that people are dying. They're actually saying from Washington that it's Facebook's fault that people are dying, because Facebook is allowing all this misinformation. This is almost a comedy show, brothers and sisters, but let's laugh a little And let's get up to the next level of fourth dimension tonight and watch this show from the first row or the balcony and sit and get off the stage, because we don't want to be in this drama. We just want to watch it and learn and increase our own power. So 336-350, your mic is open. Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. Mama AZ, how are you doing?
Yes, ma'am. Dr. V, this is the best time to be on the planet at the moments that we're having. Family, let me say this to you. You chose this. You earmarked this time to be here on this planet, on this planet, this boot camp planet, at this particular time. So what we must do, I'm talking to myself, every time we have an agitation or an abrasive encounter with somebody or whatever, take a deep breath and say, okay, what am I supposed to learn from this creator, my mini higher self, to learn from this episode? And you will get the answers. There's a YouTube video with Wayne Dyer. It is, to me, it is so profound. It's 3 hours and some change. And it's manifesting what you want in your life. Well, he basically talks about when the time is right, the Creator will send you what you need, information, and everything. So in the moment, there is no need to be tripping and concerning yourself what's going to be next. Like Priestess always says, in the moment, Mama AC, in the moment. Just, I'm being in the moment. I've heard that sister say this for, 20 years at least? And is finally beginning to sink in. And thank us, Dr. V. Oh, that video you played, can you post it on my page or Messenger? That is really profound to the point. The one with the lady.
Yeah.
Yes. When just a few minutes ago, a nurse came in, and she kind of heard you, Dr. V, and which was a good thing. And she asked me about Reiki. So we're making progress. It's interesting. I'm here where the Most High and the ancestors have placed me. And Dr. V, is very, very interesting time, including my episode with Dr. Goodman. You know, people are waking up. And those ones that do not choose for their journey to be a part of what we are experience, that's okay. And it's no need to fall out and have a conniption because your family does not understand and overstand. They understand this journey. So it is not for you to continue to take the balls and the chains dragging with you, meaning people, to convert them. Everybody has a different assignment, people. And we do not have energies, at least I don't in my position, to drag anybody else or even try, because people are going to do whatever their souls came to do on this planet, even if it means hacking people up. And I had to put it that way because they probably want to know what it feels like to be a part of that episode That's why they chose to come here to this boot camp, because there's a whole bunch of people on the other side just waiting to experience a body, even if it's distorted, even if somebody hacks them up, because they probably hacked up somebody else in another life, and they need to see what it feels like, you know. So what goes around does come around, and we have to be mindful of how we do not love each other, and especially ourselves. And I'm learning that, Dr. V, being in this rehab and with the I have coming in and out of my room all the time. And it's really interesting. And no matter what kind of discomfort I'm in, and I'd be really wanting to almost cross on the other side from the pain, the next day I rise again on this side of the dirt, and I take a deep breath. I say, okay, all right, I got over that pain. Let me see if I can deal with the next thing that comes along, because I chose this. And I have to always say, what am I learning from this? What is my soul getting from these knowledges at the Round Table University or Kitchen Table University? So thank us, Dr. V. I'm grateful for your tenacity and your invisible hatchet. I swear, I'm grateful to my mom that she didn't abort my ass so that I could see what you got. I tell her every day, I'm looking at my mama, Maddie Paris, now. Like, okay. I say, yeah, General, Mama, whatever you rolled in, we ask for. Period. Yeah.
So we'll come back to you, Mama AZ. Naima Latif is in our studio. Your mic is open, Naima Latif, and she's going to play some words from our sponsors and the advertisements from our host. So we'll be back, and I have some good news for you. Good news about a lawsuit that's taking place that could bring a new level of relief from the powers that be. So we'll be right back after these messages. Thank you, Naima.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Uh-huh.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata. We're talking tonight about politics. Basic understanding definition of politics is power. It's a power struggle. It's a power of countries. Cuba has been fighting for freedom, dignity, and sovereignty for hundreds of years, and it was all about a power, political power struggle. If you watch the documentary that's on Netflix right now about Cuba, pace understand. And it's funny, Cuba and Haiti, they're all together, but down there in the islands, they can't get along because of politics. It's all about politics. That's why it's so important for us to understand the metaphysical, spiritual connection between the countries and the power that is the struggle. Because what Bruce Lipton is teaching about right now, he's doing a live video about the visible versus the material and the visible, material versus the spiritual. And if you look at politics today, that's what a lot of the struggle is this material, pharmaceutical, medical system is against the human beings who are practicing more spiritual practices, meditation, using our thoughts, realizing our thoughts are powerful, which is a fourth dimension reality. Because we're talking about the foundation here is about power and spirituality, but we have had the scientific world has been trying to have a mission of modern science. This is the mission of modern science, which is about power. Remember, politics is about power and agendas and the belief systems of organizations and people. That's politics. So we've got science or the medical community, the political side of this debate, this division, this struggle, is that here has the mission of modern science, according to Dr. Bruce Lipton, who was teaching medical students for 10 or more years, if we know this, understand this mission, the mission is to obtain knowledge that can be used to dominate and control nature. That's a guy named Francis Bacon in 1650. That is the mission of modern science, and it's still going on today. Obtain knowledge that can be used to dominate and control nature. So we've got these men up in the White House and the government who want to control and dominate nature. That's their focus. That's their political position. And then we've got the whole government backing them up. Why? Because of money. Money, 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 money. Money, people are being paid, getting rich. There's a post on Facebook recently saying, we should not be concerned about a millionaire or billionaire tax returns who made a lot of money, and he became a servant in the government, Trump, for instance. We shouldn't be concerned about his tax returns as much as we should be concerned about the people who were elected to serve us in government who are now millionaires, who've made millions and millions of dollars. That's the people's tax returns we want to see, not the one who was a billionaire and he became a servant in government and didn't take any salary. But we need to see all the tax returns from those people who we elected to serve us in government, and now they're millionaires. Some of them probably becoming trillionaires, billionaires. So that's the political debate that we are coming into, that we are seeing over and over again. People power, it's a power struggle. So the latest power struggle is going to be this. Yeah, politicians should be helpers, says Kwame Sunhorse. Thank you. And yet they have become millionaires, and they're trying to impress upon the people that they should do what they're told and follow the agenda of the medical science community that says, take this injection, take these chemicals, take these drugs, and it's safe and effective, and you'll be okay. So here's the latest news. Good news, good news, good news. There's a lawsuit, an international lawsuit taking place. It was filed in June with hundreds of lawyers participating. And the lead attorney is a Dr. Reimer Fuelmich, F-U-E-L-L-M-I-C-H. He's from Germany. But there are hundreds of attorneys from Canada, from the United States, from all over the planet that are participating in this lawsuit. This is such good news. I got to share it with you. So what's the basis of the lawsuit? Here's the basis of the lawsuit. They have done a lot of work on this lawsuit because they don't want to mess up. They don't want it thrown out. So the premise of this lawsuit is that this corona adventure we're in, this COVID-19, represents crimes against humanity. And the first basic premise of this lawsuit is the protocol for the PCR test set at a level guaranteed for 100% false positive, which means they lied. Guess what? They lied. Politics again. Even with the whole pandemic, the PCR test, this is the basis of the lawsuit, first and foremost, the PCR test that they've been using for the last 12, 13, 14 months was set up to be guaranteed to produce all false positives or to produce false positives so that we didn't get true information. And the second premise is that this was an illegal experiment. And the penalty, which is death for those who violate it. Now, why is it a penalty? Because they're using the Nuremberg codes as the what has been violated. All 10 of the Nuremberg codes, which were established from the Holocaust genocide, from that lawsuit or that court system, that court trial of the German soldiers and Nazis who were put on trial in the Nuremberg trials. These are the codes that represent the law. Okay, so we're talking about political power. We're going to transfer the political power from the Faucis, the Gates, the government into the international court system, basing it on a violation of all 10 Nuremberg codes. This is what these guys, 10 attorneys, not 10, hundreds of attorneys are working on, that what has happened in the last year is a violation of all 10 Nuremberg codes. And I want to go over each one of these so you know the power that is behind this lawsuit that has been perpetrated on the public. And the penalty for anyone who violates the Nuremberg codes is death. Hello? Death. Death of those who violate these codes. So these hundreds of attorneys are saying that we have an illegal experiment going on with human beings, and it either an illegal experiment or global genocide. This is actually what's in the lawsuit. So let me read the codes that have been violated so you can be educated. We have to have discussions with people who are ignorant these days that brings forth this kind of truth and knowledge. Otherwise, they're not going to listen because people have been blinded and brainwashed to a point of they really can't even hear, I think. But either way, we're going to have this knowledge to be able to share with people as a defense for this lawsuit. So, because this lawsuit is going to go forward, and I just pray that the attorneys keep their lives, because we know how suicide acts happen. So number one, in the Nuremberg codes that have been violated, is voluntary consent. That means that people who are being used as an illegal experiment have not been given consent through informed consent. All the information, they've not been given all the information that they needed to make a reasonable decision about being injected. Number two, positive results. The positive results that come from an experiment are to be weighed against all the other outcomes that could happen. Number three, any experiment like this should have animals first, animal experience. This is in the Nuremberg tribe. You should not be doing any type of illegal experiments unless you've had animals experimented on, and we've had none of that in this trial, COVID trial. Number four, avoids unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. You can go on any Facebook website and all that and find out how many people have been injured these days. Number five, the risk of death. There's no risk of death. It's already over 100,000 people now who have died from these injections, so that's a definite violation. Number six, that the proportion to humanitarian benefits or the risk should not exceed the benefits. I don't know about you, when over 100,000 people have died in an experimental injection, that sounds to me like the risk have way outweighed the benefits. Number seven, protection from experimental risk. That's another category. Number eight, staff must be fully trained and scientifically qualified. Oh, look at all the staff involved, Dr. Fauci, the president, everyone and their mother is involved in these experiments. So it says they have to be fully trained and scientifically qualified. That's a huge one right there. Number nine, human subjects, but not experimental, something like that. Okay. And number 10, medical staff must stop the experiment if they recognize that harm is being done to the guinea pigs, you can say. Okay, let me check my screen here. So we can rejoice with that knowledge that there is a lawsuit being filed for all the people who support truth and who want to bring down the political power that's been trying to take over this country. Study of power. When we study politics, the question we ask, is it benefiting the people of the country? So the knowledge that we need to understand the agenda of politics and what the spiritual, metaphysical meaning is of this, part of it is in something that was organized a year or, I don't know, many years ago called Agenda 21. So many people are really ignorant about this. So I want to play a little piece that explains what Agenda 21 is, which will help even more to support this lawsuit and help us understand the metaphysical and spiritual meaning behind politics or the power that people are working for and lying for and deceiving for. And one of the things that happened in this earth was something called Agenda 21. I'm going to listen to a little bit of
that. Peace, people. Let me start off by saying the information that I'm about to give to you and the information that others are speaking on that's similar to what I'm saying, these videos are being taken down. Not only are these videos being taken down, but the whole channels are being snatched down. So it's like anyone that takes the time out to talk to y'all about this real stuff instead of just this celebrity gossip, please understand that the powers to be They don't want this kind of conversation going on. They're actually snatching channels down. Alex Jones' channel was not the only channel that was snatched down. They're snatching channels down. So I guess, you know, when they say the revolution will not be televised, yeah, they really mean it. They snatching channels down, whole channels. So now, with that being said, let me go into the topic that I plan on dealing with. Our government is stockpiling ammunition. Our government is building, and other governments as well, all over the world. They're already built, never mind building, they're already built underground cities. Underground cities, doomsday bunkers to go back into the earth. Now, let me break something down to you people that you may not know or wasn't aware of. Look at technology, right? Electricity has been around for what? 139 years? 139 years, we had electricity. Prior to that, we had nothing. I want y'all to think about something. Did we really just create all of the things that we have right now in 139 years? Jet fighters, ships, cell phones where we could actually see each other and face chat all across the world, like what we're doing right now in 139 years? My answer to that, hell no. Now let me break it down to you. Every time the world goes through something big on a large scale, like maybe a meteorite or whatever it is that hit the earth or put us in factory reset to have us start all over, I'm gonna break down to you my theory of exactly what happens. The same way these governments is building these underground cities, this is not the first time. When they build these underground cities, they take the technology back into the earth with them. And when the earth starts all over, or rather the people who survive whatever calamity that goes on the earth, they come back out. And they gradually bring the technology back out as if it wasn't here before. This is what's going on. This is why so many wars go on in the world. This is why so many tribes is killed off, because these people don't want you to know the truth. They want to keep you in ignorance. Black people used to run around and call white people caveman, as if it was degrading, not realizing that the cavemen, the real cavemen, is those secret societies who hid in the earth when they knew that there was something that was about to hit the earth. So they went back into the earth with all of the technology. So when people sit up there with the insults, oh, white people was a caveman, go back to your caves. They is cave people, and they will go back to their caves. But what you don't understand is these were secret societies. This wasn't just regular white people. This was secret societies who hold and held the keys to the world. They held the technology. They had the mathematics. They had the science to do everything that we everything that we're doing today, everything that we're using today, from microwaves. This wasn't created in 139 years. This was here from the beginning. We always had technology. The Apple iPhone was created 20 years ago. They wouldn't let Steve let that phone out. It was created 20 years ago. But y'all don't know that. Y'all don't realize that. These people tell on themselves. When you ever watched the movie Star Trek? What did you see in the movie Star Trek? Flat screen TVs. How many years Star Trek go back to? Back to the days of the black and white TV? You watching Star Trek and you seeing flat screen TVs on the wall. You're seeing advanced computers in front of them. You actually seen them talking through their pendants and through their Bluetooth and through their watches. They had watches. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. They had Bluetooth technology in Star Trek, letting you know that these people is 1,000 years more advanced than what they're showing us. The reason why I'm making this video and I'm trying to break down this topic to y'all is for you to understand that the Illuminati or these secret societies, they are buying up all of the ammo. They are buying up freeze-dried foods. They are buying up all of the things and the necessities that they need to take back into the earth, as well as they have lighting to grow vegetation in the earth to survive whatever is about to hit this earth. They're getting ready for revelations. They're getting ready for doomsday. They may even be orchestrating doomsday for us through World War III. You people better wake up, turn that damn TV off, turn that radio off, get little this one and little that one and Nicki Minaj and get them out of the minds of your children and prepare for survival. Everyone that's watching this video, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, it's time to get in survival mode. If you plan on weathering this storm, World War III is already written. It was written. Some people don't believe in the Bible. Some people don't believe in the Quran. Cool. But what you have to understand is the things that was written in these books is being fulfilled. The prophecies is being fulfilled. So if the Illuminati wrote these books, they are acting out their own scripts. So either way, prepare for what's to come. Will you weather this storm? It's about to get ugly. Please believe that, people. FEMA camps was already built throughout America. Why do we have concentration camps? Why? These people already created a list before things go into play, who are they going to take out and put into these FEMA camps? They already know who's going to enter these FEMA camps. Everybody's not going to be around. They're going to make sure of that. But nevertheless, will you weather the storm? These people are prepared to go back into these caves. What is a cave? Most of the time when you're dealing with a cave, have you ever seen or a tornado tear down a cave? No, because a cave goes into the earth. No, you haven't. But I could guarantee you, if you hit certain areas with a big enough earthquake like Haiti, we already seen the damages that came from that. Are we prepared to deal with the weather machines that these people created called HAARP? Are we prepared to deal with Project Blue Beam? Are we prepared to deal with that? Are we prepared to deal with plague, disease, famine, starvation? Let me ask y'all people a question. If you have a household, and let's say you have 5 kids and a wife in your household, and you only have food to last maybe a couple of days, are you strong enough to fast for 2 or 3 days at a time just to make sure that your children and your wife have something to eat in their belly? Are you preparing your body to be able to fast, to starve, so that you can feed your family? There's a storm coming. There's a storm coming. And those of us that's trapped in these tenement buildings, these projects where I grew up at, Bronx River Projects, those of us that's trapped in environments like that where you don't even have enough grass, to grow anything where you have to wait for trucks to come deliver food to you? If something big was to happen and the highways got closed down, within 3 days, every supermarket in urban areas will be empty. So it's only just a matter of time before you fall victim to not having the proper necessities to keep you alive and having to wait on the system that then failed people over and over and over. Just go back to the days of Katrina. How many people really died there? Are you ready to weather the storm? Are you prepared to go back into the earth too? Or is it illegal for you to survive doomsday? Is it illegal for you to survive HAARP? Is it illegal for you to survive Project Bluebeam? Is it illegal for you to survive World War III? Inquiring minds want to know, people. I'll be going live on this topic on my other YouTube page, Real Topics with Hassan.
Okay, so that's a brother who I listen to occasionally who gives us some thought-provoking ideas. And my one question as we, I think it's almost time for another break, is prepare is when shit hits the fan, are you ready for it? Because we're even seeing in my neighborhood that shelves are empty in certain areas of the grocery store. So we're asking a question around here. It's like, what's going on with the grocery stores? It didn't occur to me that there was even an issue until someone brought it up and said, you know, I was looking for so-and-so and so-and-so, and I couldn't. The shelves have been empty for a while. And when I asked the woman in the grocery store, she said, well, we haven't gotten the shipment on that product for a while. And we thought, I wonder what if that's a pattern. So S-H-T-L, when stuff hits the fan, are you ready? And that's what this political game that we are watching, where the government is putting pressure on misinformation. And the question is how these people want power so badly. What are they going to do to keep their power? Well, I read you the information about the lawsuit, and we are sure hoping that that is effective and it goes through and we see changes. But are we prepared to take back our power in a different way, on a different level, in a spiritual way? And let me open up Naima Latif's mic, see if she's ready for the next advertising. So in a spiritual, metaphysical way, are we ready when stuff hits the fan? Like he said, can you fast for 3 or 4 or 5 days because there's no food in the grocery store? How about that? Something for us to really start thinking about, because politics is getting crazy. The power that people want to wield over us is only negated if we have more power, I think, over our own sovereign selves. Because they can't force you to do things if you are using your mind, as in the fourth dimension, using your mind, your thoughts, to create what you need to create. So we are going to go to our next break. Thank you, Naima Latif. And think about that. When stuff hits the fan, are you ready? Give us a call, 215-383-5863, if you have a comment or a question. We're here to guide you, help you, support you in your journey to higher consciousness. That's what it's going to take in the political, spiritual arena. It's about higher consciousness. So, Naima Latif, I'm ready when you are.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Devorah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naim Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world. Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Welcome to
up. It's like Twilight Zone music is ringing in my ear. It feels like we are in an episode of the Twilight Zone. Every time I look at the news on my phone, you say, wow, what the F? Another episode of the Twilight Zone. But it's all good because what we are moving into the fifth dimension. And that's what this is all about. So here is a little exercise, a little audio on viruses and 5G. Because this Twilight Zone episode that keeps showing up is a battle against viruses and 5G. Or hiding the truth. It's hiding the truth about viruses and 5G. So we need to listen to this and get our as we understand
now,
what is really.
I have 10 minutes. I wasn't sure I was going to get to this stage, but I can't help but say something about this whole coronavirus thing, if you want me to. So, again, when you know Steiner, you have the answers to the test, but you have to then figure out the details. In 1918, after the biggest pandemic, the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, Steiner was asked, what was this all about? And he said, well, viruses are simply excretions of a toxic cell. Viruses are pieces of DNA or RNA with a few other proteins. They bud out from the cell. They happen when the cell is poisoned. They are not the cause of anything. And the first way I would encourage you to think about this is if you are a famous dolphin doctor, right, and you have been studying dolphins in the Arctic Circle for hundreds of years, or at least a long time, and the dolphins were fine, and then they call you up, Fred, all the dolphins or a lot of the dolphins are dying in the Arctic Circle. Can you come and investigate, right? And you have one question to ask. So show of hands, how many of you would say, I want to investigate a dolphin to see the genetic makeup of that dolphin? Nobody, because that's stupid. How many of you would say, I want to see if this dolphin and that dolphin has a virus because it might be contagious and that's why all these dolphins are getting sick? That fellow. How many of you would say, excuse my French here, somebody put some shit in the water here? Like Exxon Valdez? Anybody? Everybody. Because that's what happened. And the cells get poisoned. They try to purify themselves by excreting debris, which we call viruses. If you go to the current theory of viruses called exosomes and the latest head of the NIH giving a talk on the complexity of viruses, you will see this is perfectly in line with the current thinking on what a virus really is. I had a dramatic example of this when I was growing up, out right outside our house. There was a wetlands, and it was full of frogs, and the frogs kept me up at night, so I taped the windows, and they were, in the spring, they made a big racket. And then over time, the frogs were all gone. How many think the frogs had a genetic disease? How many think the frogs had a virus? How many think somebody put DDT into the water? That's what happened. Diseases are poisoning. It's one of the reasons why vaccines, so let me skip that for a minute. So what happened in 1918? There was a huge, in every pandemic in the last 150 years, there was a quantum leap in the electrification of the Earth. In 1918, late fall of 1917, there was the introduction of radio waves around the world. Whenever you expose any biological system to a new electromagnetic field, you poison it, you kill some, and the rest go into a kind of suspended animation so that, interestingly, they live a little bit longer and sicker. And then starts in World War II with the next pandemic with the introduction of radar equipment all over the Earth, blanketing the entire Earth in radar fields. First time humans have ever been exposed to that. In 1968, there was the Hong Kong flu, and it was the first time the Earth has a protective layer in the Van Allen belt, which essentially integrates the cosmic fields from the sun and the earth, from the moon and Jupiter, et cetera, integrates that and essentially distributes that to the living beings of the earth. And we put satellites emitting radioactive frequencies in the Van Allen belt. Within 6 months, we had a new viral pandemic. Why viral? Because the people are poisoned. They excrete toxins. They look like viruses. People think it's a flu epidemic. In the 1918 epidemic, the Boston Health Department decided to investigate the contagiousness of this. So they, believe it or not, took hundreds of people with the flu, and they sucked the snot out of their nose and injected it into the healthy people who didn't have the flu, and not one time could they make the next person sick. They did this over and over again, and they were not able to demonstrate contagion. They even did it with horses who apparently got the Spanish flu, and they put bags over their head, and the horses sneezed in the bag, and they put the bag over the next horse, and not one horse got sick. You can read about this in a book called The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg, who chronicles all the steps in the electrification of the earth and how within 6 months there was a new flu pandemic all over the world. And when you hear the normal explanations, how did it go from Kansas to South Africa in 2 weeks? So the entire world got the symptoms at the same time, in spite of the fact that the mode of transportation was horseback and boats, and there's no explanation for it. They just say, we don't know how that happened. But when you think about it, with these radio waves and other frequencies that some of you have in your pocket and on your wrist, you can send a signal to Japan and it arrives instantaneously. So any of you who don't believe, there is an electromagnetic field that communicates globally within seconds, just is not paying attention to this. And I will only finish by pointing out that there has been a dramatic and quantum leap in the last 6 months with the electrification of the earth. And I'm sure a lot of you know what that is. It's called 5G, where they now have 20,000 radiation-emitting satellites, just like the radiation-emitting thing in your pocket and on your wrist and that you use all the time. That is not compatible with health. I'm sorry to say it. It's not compatible with health. That is a water destructuring device. And for any of you who say, yeah, well, we're not electrical beings. We're just physical matter. Then don't bother doing an EKG or an EEG or a nerve conduction test, because we are electrical beings and the chemicals are only the byproduct of those electrical impulses. And I'll finish with, anybody want to make one guess as to where the first completely blanketed 5G city in the world was? Exactly. So when you start thinking about this, we are in an existential crisis here, folks, the likes of which humankind has never seen. And I don't want to go all Old Testament prophet on you, but this is something that is unprecedented. The putting of 100,000 satellites in the very blanket of the earth. And by the way, as I was going to say earlier, this actually has something to do with the vaccine question. And this got brought home to me because about a year ago or so, I had a patient who came in who was totally fine, a surfer and all, and then he broke his... He works as an electrician putting in Wi-Fi systems for very wealthy people. Electricians have a very high mortality rate. But he was fine. And then he breaks his arm and he gets a metal plate put in his arm. 3 months later, he couldn't get out of bed and was total, you know, heart irregularities, just total collapse. The susceptibility has to do with how much metal you have in your body, as well as the quality of the water in your cells. So if you start injecting aluminum in people, they become receptors for absorbing increased electromagnetic fields, and that is a perfect storm for the kind of deterioration of the species, which is what we're now experiencing. And I'm just going to finish with one more thing, which I like to, is a quote from Rudolf Steiner. And by the way, this was around 1917, so it was a different time. In times when there were no electrical currents, when the air was not swarming with electrical influences, we're talking 1917, it was easier to be human. For this reason, in order to be human at all today, it is necessary to expend much stronger spiritual capacities than was necessary a century ago. So I'll just leave you with whatever you can do to increase your spiritual capacities, because it's really damn hard to be a human being these days. So thanks for listening.
All right. So that was Dr. Thomas Cohen, very qualified expert on radiation therapy, healing, medicine, and all that. And as he said, spiritual capacity is the solution. And that's what the politicians don't want you to hear. That's why we are having this battle in the political world, because The real battle is between the invisible and the visible. We can see how this drama is playing out because we got TV, we got newspapers, we got all these big visual aids to help us see and understand the politics that are being played on the people, the lies. All politicians lie. That's how they get power. They can't get power without lying because people don't believe politicians. And the reasons behind their need for power are very evident in a person who has intuition and who's growing in their spirituality. So spiritual capacity, we're going to talk about that in a minute. I'm going to open the phone somewhere. Let me see. As a comment, if you have a comment or a question, 215-383-5863, press 1. And if you're in the studio, you want to comment. Spiritual capacity, what does that mean for you? Because that's the solution to the political game that's being played. The metaphysical spiritual meaning of politics is to help us see clearly the game that's being played. And that's what's great about politics. It's like a reality show these days. And we don't have to fall to the fear that's being perpetrated, the propaganda. We don't have to fall to the fear if you have the knowledge that you are a spiritual being having an earthly experience, and these politicians have no power over you. If you take your power as a soul being growing in your spiritual capacity. So let's see, 706-202, your mic's open. Welcome. I believe that's Kwame Sunhort. Are you there? Are you on mute? Where are you?
Yeah, I was on mute.
Okay, welcome.
Okay. Good evening. Yes, and those last two clips that you played were on point, both of them specifically showing that with this frequency distortion from the earth and creating, you know, these urban areas, you're banned from nature, we're disconnected from the natural current that we're supposed to be receiving by being in nature. That's why I said the Overground Railroad, because what's over us is the planetary alignments, the sun, the moon, the stars. Those energies come down and they earth, and the earth feeds us. And the thing about it is that we've been disconnected from the soil and the electromagnetic current of the earth. That's why Mama AZ always talks about earthing, and we talk about earthing and being out walking barefoot on the land. But even with the part of overstanding the sun and being, you know, taken out of the sun and being having to stay indoors, because the sun helps the melanin to create the hormone that helps the liver and all the other organs with what we call vitamin D, but vitamin D is not about, it's a hormone. And it's most potent coming from the sun absorbed through the skin. And we supplement by making a vitamin in which we take, but what really happens is that our melanin and our skin is a conductor from turning sun's energy into a hormone that feeds our liver, our kidneys, the different organs in our body is fed through the sun, creating D vitamin, you know, the divine energy. That's what I'm saying. It's vitamin divine because it's coming from the sun. And so we are looking at in that divine energy is to deal with divine intelligence, because this is how we're getting that intelligence with the frequency of the earth, what's coming from the sun, what's coming from the planetary alignment. Even we just had this coronal mass ejection, and you're seeing, as for the last, I think it came off last Friday, it ejected and hit the planet, and all of a sudden you see all of these countries are now flooding. All of these storms.
What's that about?
That's from the coronal mass ejection, the solar winds, and that's why he's talking about that belt, and that all of those satellites up there has broken that up. That belt there, the ionosphere is made for protection. That when we get those CMEs, that it was there to protect, but now it's been distorted, and so that's why. Back in the day when you were talking about Freon and the ozone and the holes that were in that was coming from Freon, and they were saying that it was causing holes in the ionosphere. These are the parts that's happening, and what he was saying is correct. When they put those satellites, because now we launch 5G, but when they launch 5G, they launch 6G satellites to correspond with the 5G that's running on the Earth. So they put up as many satellites as possible along with what's already up there. Those 6G satellites are now connecting with the 5G, creating more distortion in us when they put it up. And so this is why we've gotten the Delta virus and the other ones, is because they're turning up the frequency of 5G and 6G in order to regulate what they got. 7G are the supercomputers. And so all of this is what's going on, and they're looking at, we're in Agenda 21. They started Agenda 21, I think, 1996 or 97 at a conference. But we're on our way to Agenda 2030 and 2050. This is what it's the next day. This is already, Agenda 21 is in motion. We're living in it now. The thing that we got to prepare is sustainability and looking at, like you said, in the grocery store, certain things are being eliminated for the sustainability, because this is the next part of the agenda. Because of the resources that you're going to need in order to live is food. And then you're talking about shelter. And then you're talking about currency. And so all of this is part of the next Agenda 2030 and 2050. And so we're conscious enough to know, we who have been able to receive, connect with the earth, connect with the consciousness, and been able to make the drastic shift. A lot of people are not ready for the reset. And that reset, it's not something that you just go in the house and turn the switch on it, or you control, alt, delete. No, you can't reboot like you reboot your computer. This is going to be a slow change that has been going on since the early 60s and going all the way up to now. And so this is the age of Aquarius. We're slowly, all the planetary alignments, everything is moving in, the harmonic conversions, the blood moons, the eclipses, and all of this is because there's a certain energy, because we're in a certain place in the galaxy. And I've watched this film, it's called Cosmic Sin. And the thing of a cosmic sin is when you biological behavior, when you kill the culture and the civilization of a people, you create what they call in saying cosmic sin. You're going against the sin of the cosmos. You're not to destroy a civilization and a culture, a whole civilization of people wiped away, like we've seen the indigenous people here in certain parts of this earth.
Thank you, Kwame. So the spiritual capacity that he was talking about, we need to develop in order to overcome all this radiation and energy increase in the air, is to develop spiritual capacity. And what we hear Kwame saying is developing our connection to Mother Earth and the heavens, the cosmos. There's such a powerful, connect pathway between heaven and earth, that if we just tap into that We really, that's our power source. That's our power source. Your antennas, your hair, your head, your thoughts, all these connections that we were born with now need to be activated like never before. Our meditations in nature, our connection to the earth, barefoot on the ground. These are the most powerful tools we have to protect ourselves and put up the shield for all the political maneuvers around us that are trying to take away our power. But our power is innate. Our power is invisible. The reality show we're watching is nothing compared to the power that is above our head and beneath our feet when we really tap into it. So Naima Latif is ready for our next commercials, and we'll be right back with some more spiritual capacity tools for us.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom. And we're back with more knowledge, more spiritual capacity information, because that's the solution. That is the solution to all of this G radiation and attacks on the human vessel. I was in a debate of sorts with a brother on LA's show recently, and we were talking about this injection and why especially Christians should be aware of the choice that they've made to defile the temple of the Most High. So I quoted a scripture, Revelation 18:23, that states simply that the nations would be deceived by pharmakeia. The word pharmakeia is used, I think it says witchcraft actually, but it translates into pharmakeia, which is the Greek word for pharmaceutical. Now, this guy interpreted that as being religious. So So I want to just, because our Christian friends are going to have a hard reality, many of them, when they realize that the injection they put into the temple of the Most High is going to start having a cytokine storm of sorts, confusion. When you put all those chemicals, there are probably 20 or more chemicals in these Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson injections. And if you think there aren't going to be any side effects, then you must have a special blessing on you that I don't know about. But I want to just play this short clip about spirituality versus religion. Just because someone quotes scripture, it doesn't have to be religious. It just means, are you hearing what the spirit is saying to you, soul in this vessel, or are you just hearing the Bible quote? And this is a little clip about the difference between spirituality and religion. So if I can get this to play.
Spirituality is love and compassion, as far as I'm concerned, and meaning that you are not just being rationally stuck within sort of what you think your body is wired to do. You're going into a deeper area of your mind where you kind of are asserting your free will, really. And you're choosing to be friendly and compassionate with people, whether or not they irritate you or whether or not they've done something to you. You're nevertheless choosing some sort of extraordinary, what we might say extraordinary. It shouldn't be extraordinary. It's actually not really, but we're conditioned to think it's an extraordinary response or outreach to people. And that is spirituality. Spirituality really is touching. And when you do that and you sort of let go of your sort of self-protective and defensive controls, what you tap into is the nature of the universe, which is the flow of energy interconnecting things. And so then you naturally feel like interconnecting. And spirituality is where you let go, therefore, of your narrow, tight sort of control, identifying yourself just as your body, and I'm holding on to this, and I'm holding on to my chair, and this kind of thing. And that's really what it is. And whereas religion, and it is, of course, the heart of religion, too. But unfortunately, religion has this other component where it goes into, instead of what the sociologists might call pattern transcending activity or mental activity as well as behavior, it's into pattern maintenance activity, and it becomes a tool of the state and the society and the conventional culture to control people and say you have to do this and you need that ritual and you obey this rule, and it stifles people, spirituality actually, and in the name of it, people will kill each other and they'll hate people who don't have the same belief. Instead of being loving and friendly, they will misinterpret, or they'll allow the priesthoods to misinterpret the teachings of the great founders who were truly spiritual and who said, you know, don't behave like that, and they start behaving like that, you know. You know, like, you know, the Roman Catholic Church. The Catholic part is great, universal, and the Church of Jesus is great, is really great, but the Roman part is the Roman Empire from Constantine, and it's a dominating thing, and it isn't nice. And it's conflicting even for the priesthood. And of course, many of the priests are saintly and wonderful. When they were more great mystics, they were better before the Protestants made them try to be more social, but like to compete with them. But you know, they too much adopted the stance of the Roman Empire is the problem. And religions do that. Buddhism too. It becomes a control mechanism rather than a liberating mechanism.
Many teach spirituality. Many study spirituality. There are books titled spiritual categories, industries, all very spiritual. But so much is misunderstood about the nature of spirit, for spirit is not a science. Spirit is not linear. Spirit is a connectivity. It is a space of merging with eternity, where linear machinations, they fold, they implode upon themselves, and things progress in non-linear fashion. You can go from the middle to the end, or from the beginning to the end, in similar distance as it would take a serial progression of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It is called the short path. It is the path of intimacy, and spirit is intimacy. And to be spiritual is to merge in alignment with your intimate self and dedicate that intimacy within the vitality that is you, that truth, and dedicate it to a realignment and merging, an emergence of a gestalt, a higher collective of you, a reunion of oneness back into the singular all. That is spirit. That is spirituality. Spirituality is two lovers running on the beach for an immaculate re-embrace. That is spirituality. Spirituality cannot be used as a weapon. Spirituality cannot be used to coerce. Spirituality that is coercion is not spiritual. For spirituality is intimacy and love. And oppression is not love and is not intimate. And it is like two lovers. And when one lover is with another, both must be vulnerable and welcoming to expand into a greater sum of the parts, a gestalt phenomenon, back into a higher collective of oneness, that together they form something that is greater than the individual parts, and that is spiritual, and that is intimacy, and that is reunion, and that is the river of eternity flowing forth of all.
Examples of spirituality. You might not even agree with those descriptions, beliefs, examples of spirituality. But what we want to do tonight and leave you with encouragement to develop what your spiritual capacity is. Kwame always brings us the connection, the overground railroad wisdom of this journey that we're on, to connect us to a higher elevation of reality, thought, and existence. And we have so many people who share on this journey. Mama AZ is sharing her spiritual journey of realizing all this pain she's experiencing in her body is really for a greater purpose, for a higher purpose. And this whole scene that she's walking in occurred years ago. So we have a caller. Let's see if I can get back to my screen here. I'm having so much trouble with this screen. Okay, so I'm going to open up the mic for a caller from 708 area code, I believe. Go ahead. I think your mic is open. Naima, your mic is open.
Greetings, greetings, family. How's everybody doing this evening?
Greetings, Brother Eddie Harris. How are you? We're fine. Great. How are you?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm doing great. I'm fantastic. I'm living my life like it is golden. Not a lie, like it's golden. I'm living this life. But just to expound on Brother Kwame on his overview, giving my interview, or as he says, the overstanding I'm coming from the inner standing. So we're going to play a tag team. He's on the upper, over, and I'm in the inner. So as you said, Mother AZ and everybody else, what that spiritual capacity is, again, for me, it's the same number, different words, family. So when you were talking about spiritual capacity, your spiritual capacity is your spiritual journey. It's your soul assignment. It is your spiritual consciousness, family. That's it. That's the capacity of your consciousness. How spiritual is your consciousness along your journey, along your soul assignment? Do we even know our particular soul assignments on this spiritual journey using a spiritual capacity of our spiritual consciousness? Because some of us, as we've been saying, are so blind, we're unconscious. I just wanted to leave that tidbit with us that that's part of our soul assignment along our personal spiritual journey, is to get in tune with nature being a part of your consciousness, because that's exactly what it is to have that capacity to get grounded in nature in your consciousness. Because it's all the same number, different words, and once we see it, we can tie all of this, these English words that they've given us together to see exactly what they're doing, even in politics. Because politics, for me, they've given me their definition, but spiritually politics is what you've been talking about all night. It's the knowledge that is acquired and or required for us to get to the next level. Not what they're giving us, which is the artificial. We're on the real. Same number, different word. They're giving us everything artificial, trying to make it happen, emulating what biblically is said to make it come forth. Even if it wasn't, they're going to make it happen. They're making it happen. So, again, it's up to us. The lovely phrase, we have to truly fix us. And we're not, because we entertain too much garbage, too much distractions, because the distractions basically interfere with your consciousness, because our conversations get twisted on the distractions on what media, news, and every other facet that has nothing to do with our journey spiritually. That capacity, it drains it, just like a vampire. But we add to it when we have conversations that are not spiritual, family. That's what's really weak within us right now, but they're trying to make it weaker. But as long as we keep that vibration and we're talking about it, because we speak it into existence, and we're not speaking that spiritual consciousness, that capacity that we all have, into existence, because the conversations are totally wrong when we put too much energy, being that seven, being part of your conscience, being part of nature, into the wrong seven called your conversation. So that's what I wanted to leave the family with, and I thank you for even bringing this program on, dealing with the spiritual side, because that's what we need to basically be communicating more about, the spiritual. We've said enough about the physical and preparing for the physical. We know it's only so much we can do physically to prepare for anything. But as it said, biblically, this is not a fight against flesh and blood. It's principalities, family, a spiritual essence that we're not tapping into. So with that, peace and love, and I hope I shared something that will impart some type of inspiration to the family. Love you all. Have a good one.
Thank you so much, Brother Eddie. And as he said, our assignment, our spiritual capacity is our assignment on this earth to gain the knowledge that is, I love that, required and acquired, and to use the knowledge that we've acquired thus far and gain the knowledge that's required to overcome this political drama that's being pressed upon us and fix us with all the distractions around us. I want to just play this. I love this meditative song about the I am water, because Kwame wants to speak. Before I play this, I can open up his, this song I'm going to play for a little meditation at the end is, I'm cleansed and powerful. I am born of water. And that when you think about being born of water, when you go inward, as he said, understanding, there's the understanding, overstanding, you remember. We call back to our memory that we are born of water. Kwame Sunhurst, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Sister Viata. And Brother Eddie hit it right on point on the inner, because
yes,
he had done a show some while back talking about what are the politics of the state of mind. And this is where we're at, because we're looking at these different states and how they're running and what they're doing politically. But how are we own state of mind? Are we following our own knowledge of universal law and natural law? And see, when you coincide and balance with the universal law and the natural law, your state of mind is politically correct.
Yeah. So true. And that's what we do when we are distracted all day, is we go back to the inner being, the inner truth of being politically correct, because in our power, we are so able to overcome the distractions that are before us.
This is an open letter from you and me together. Tomorrow's in our hands now.
Find the words that matter, say them out loud. I make it better somehow.
Looking down from my...
Sorry, wrong sound. Here we go. Born of water. Let's all just take a moment. Close your eyes, maybe. And it's only about 2 or 3 minutes. And just think about your state of mind. This is a true statement and something you can meditate on if you're distracted. Just closing your eyes and remembering where we started out in the womb.
Born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water.
And we've come to the end of our show. Wow, that time went by quick. And tomorrow, be sure and tune in to Monday Morning Mindfulness, Part 2, Motown Memories with Mother of Northern Soul, Kim Weston. Ooh, I love the music. And that's another part of our spiritual capacity to take on music, to take on the music for our healing, for our strengthening, for our joy. Joy, joy, joy. I live alone, but music is my partner here. I have so much fun when I put on my music, my favorite music. And I was listening to some music the other day, old 70s music, realizing the words of the music in the 70s was so powerful, so uplifting, so positive. No curse words, just positive melodies, singing of love and romance and all that. Bring back all those beautiful songs, as well as the songs like we just heard, meditating, bringing us to a higher understanding that we are cleansed and powerful, born of water, cleansed and powerful. And so just close out the distractions around us, close your eyes, and go inward for renewing your strength and power. So we thank you for joining us tonight. Please share this with those who it might be helpful to. And Naima is going to play our farewell greeting, which I love participating in, to say thank you to all our global family. So everybody have a good week, and we'll see you tomorrow at HLN TV on Facebook Live with Zelda's Monday Morning
Today. But you can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's
seconds.
And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you.
Thank you.
To our family in China, Xiexie.
Xiexie.
Zanyaba.
Japan.
Arigato.
Arigato.
Korea. Kamsahamnida. Russia. Spasiba. Germany. Danke. Poland.
Danke.
Jeonkunyo.
Jeonkunyo.
France. Merci.
Merci beaucoup.
Gracias.
Muchas
Italy.
Gracias.
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 Shukran.
Ghana.
Madasi.
Nigeria.
Eshe. South
Eshe.
Africa. Niyabonga.
Niyabonga.
Senegal.
10 seconds.
Kenya. Asante.
Asante.
Israel. Toda.
Toda.
Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur, Saudi
Tashakur.
Arabia, Shukran.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And
love
may
you
peace
much.
Be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.